Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, sorry, I've broken board and runaway audio. There we go. I think I got it. All right, let's start again. The show this morning. Here we go. Here's Donald Trump nailing this. This is remarkable what Biden has done here. He gave Putin everything, literally everything. Energy supremacy in the region, dropped the sanctions that would have prevented the Nord Stream pipeline, and asked for nothing in return. And Putin mocked and laughed at him straight through 2 days. So, I mean, this is really a return to Obama foreign policy. Start all negotiations with complete capitulation to America's enemies. Complete, absolute, total capitulation with nothing asked for in return. And then as they mock you, Obama used to be able to hold his cool. Joe couldn't yesterday, and he blew up. Vladimir Putin, by contrast, did not. He was cool as a cucumber. He was in complete control the whole time. Joe Biden, the only real question that his staff allowed to be asked of him was yelled at him as he exited the stage by a CNN reporter, and he turned around, Lee, and raged at her, at, you know, the audacity that an actual question would be asked. And
from CNN, too.
And from CNN. And it wasn't even that big of a deal. Yeah, he, really. you know, CNN asking a legit question, you know, I mean, basically, you don't seem to, you know, what they left out was, look, you gave him the farm. I mean, what makes you think that Putin's going to change his behavior? And Biden just raged at her, went personal. You obviously don't understand your job. What he means is your job is to shut up, treat me like royalty, and do not ask any real questions. Not even yelled at my back. No real questions can be asked of Joe Biden. I am American royalty. And the, I mean, for those watching in their bunkers, this was shocking stuff. This was absolutely a confirmation that Joe Biden is not in control. And he made that very clear. I do not know for the life of me why he continues to tell the public that he has to answer to his staff and might get in trouble if he took a real question. He can only pick on certain reporters who will give him softballs. That's the kind of thing that's written in the margin, you know what I mean, of your talking points. You don't tell the public that.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you, I mean, just for the contrast, okay, so pull yourself out of America. Forget right versus left. Forget any of that, right? You're a citizen of the world. You live in another country. You don't care about Democrat versus Republican. You don't even understand it, right? You know, you're not interested. You are a spy in your bunker in North Korea. You are in intel in Israel. You're in intel in Qatar. You're watching this all go down. Can you imagine? It would never happen. Vladimir Putin saying, yeah, I can't take questions from y'all because my staff will get mad at me. Never going to happen. He's in charge.
I guess our adversaries should retarget their assassination squads to hit the staff and not the president.
Truly. I mean, we're joking. I'm sorry.
Yes, sure. Obviously.
So the contrast between a true strong leader, whether you like him or not, he's a strong leader. He is firmly in control, and he absolutely represents Russia. There is no doubt whatsoever about who he answers to. And Joe Biden, who flipped his lid. Again, take off your American hat, wear a foreign hat, and watch this. Who flipped his lid at the audacity of one CNN reporter asking, quite frankly, what was not a very hard question, but was unscripted.
Did you notice the body language of the shot they had there in Geneva, where Biden's sitting there with Secretary of State Blinken and Putin is there with the Prime Minister or the foreign relations guy, Sergei Lavrov. And, you know, Putin was manspreading. I mean, he was leaned back in that chair, legs wide open, just gazing at what was going on. Biden's over there with his legs tightly crossed. Right on top of his knee.
Like a girl. That's the way women do it.
My
legs are crossed just like that right now.
But it was just amazing. And then, of course, you did hear about it as well, that the Russian security detail pretty much escorted physically the news staff out of the room. Did you hear about that?
No, that part I didn't tell me about.
No, they grabbed. John Roberts was talking about that. He was in there with Fox News, and they physically put their hands on the American press and other press members that were there at the end of this thing and started shoving them out of the room. Now, Roberts conceded that, these things get a little bit nuts sometimes, and he's been in some that have been a little bit more physical than that, but that they were physically escorted by the Russian security detail pushing the press out.
Wow.
Including American press. Had the U.S. Secret Service done that to Putin's press or world press at a similar event, of course, you'd have heard probably a lot more about it. But no, that went on yesterday as well. The Russians were in control of this. Putin manhandled it.
And there was no reason for them not to, because going into this, Putin had already won. This is like when we cut deals with Iran. And after finding out that their army has drawn up plans to destroy our infrastructure completely with an EMP, we go into negotiations, we give them everything, and we ask nothing of them. This is exactly how Biden negotiated. People don't understand how big of a deal the Nord Stream pipeline is, because Americans are very, very, very ignorant of their own foreign policy and what it means in our position in the world. And so most of the coverage of Nord Stream, like even from Fox News, was, wow, it's unfair that Biden pulled the plug on the Keystone pipeline, screwed American workers, but then green-lighted the Nord Stream, took the sanctions off. Okay, yeah, that's legit, and Democrats will always destroy American jobs every chance they get, because they do the best in economies where Americans struggle. That is what they will do. But what does Nord Stream mean? Nord Stream will further weaken an already teetering dollar. It will put... But when Putin is supplying the energy for Europe, which he was not going to be, there had been no move on Nord Stream, the building of that pipeline. Putin gets unbelievable power over Europe. He has the potential now for Russia to be the chief influence, guiding light culturally and politically and financially over Europe for the next, I don't know, century. However long we need fossil fuels. They need fossil fuels. Also, the devastation, because Russia will be able to demand payment in rubles, in Russian dollars, right? Well, what does that do? Right now, one of the things that props up our dollar is we demand payment and have for decades for energy produced in America and around the world in American dollars, right? So Joe Biden simultaneously weakened the dollar at one of the most critical points in inflation by giving that to Russia. I mean, he literally, you will pay at the store for the Nord Stream pipeline. That is not an exaggeration, because it will decrease the demand for dollars, right? I think this is on purpose. I think their goal in the Biden administration is to hurt the American people, particularly the middle class and lower classes, as much as possible, make them dependent on government. They feel that that means that Democrats win. But he also put Putin politically, culturally, and financially completely in the driver's seat over Europe, perhaps for a generation. He gave him that and asked for nothing, nothing in return. And so Putin did what anybody would do. He mocked him. Here's Trump laying this out perfectly, 40 seconds.
We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped. And it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it. I got along really well with him. Nobody was tougher in Russia. He would say that, but nobody was tougher in Russia. You never heard of Nord Stream. You never heard of all of the things that we did in terms of sanctions, so many sanctions. And I was loving the idea of taking them off. I would have loved to have taken them off as soon as they got their act together.
Biden just gave it away. He just gave it away. And keep in mind, one of the ways, Lee, that Russia still maintains power over the, their former, you know, republics, their satellite states, is almost entirely through energy.
Yeah.
They have cut off the pipeline, like turned them off more than two dozen times since the 1990s. They will do that now in Europe. That's power. That is raw power. And Biden gave it to them, damaging the dollar in a process at one of those critical times financially in our history again. And he asked himself, why? There were other bizarre things yesterday, too, just so strange with Biden, where it didn't seem like he had a really good grasp of current affairs at all. Like, for instance, remember when we had the hacking of the pipeline here, right?
Yeah, I remember it well.
Yeah, oh yeah, we all do, because we're, you know, I have gas cans that I bought, canisters still in my garage. So Biden told us at the time, Biden, okay, remember the FBI came out and said it was the Russians. Biden came out and said, yes, but it wasn't the Russian government. That was Biden. And the Russian government didn't do this. These were, yes, Russian hackers, but this was not a Russian government thing. Okay, that's Biden, right? And then they go into this pretending the Russian government did it. And Joe's talking tough on, you know, Russia's got to stop the hacking. I'm like, dude, Joe, you told the world Russia, the Russian government wasn't involved. What are you even talking about? You got new evidence? And what it was just talking points to make Joe look tough, but they were nonsensical. Once you've told the world, no, Russian government's not on a hook for this. They didn't do this. No, it's cool. What are you even talking about? Like, I don't even know what he was talking about. But if he wanted Putin somehow to take action against Russian hackers, you know how you do that? Hold the Nord Stream over the head. You don't give it to him. So Joe Biden, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, literally put Russia in the driver's seat over Europe for a generation. And doesn't seem to understand that he did it. And the only reason I could think of that you would do this, I mean, this is the Democrats, right? They tell us all the time they hate and fear Russia, right? You would think this would be the one country you wouldn't want to empower culturally, financially, and politically in Europe. The only reason you could come up with they would do it is they hate this country so much more that they want our country, that they want to damage our dollar, damage us in terms of exports, hurt us in terms of natural gas. Because remember, Trump had cut all those natural gas deals with Eastern European countries. And so this will scuttle all of those and hurt our producers. There is no other reason for the Biden administration to have done this but to hurt Americans, because otherwise it's just completely illogical. It's the only way you can look at it and make logical sense. They hate America so much that they will empower our enemies just to hurt us financially.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Okay. I'm going to ask you to take your American hat off again. Pretend you're not American. I know it's hard to do, but pretend you're not American, not right or left or any of that. You are instead an intel agent. We have them. Every country has them. Our enemies, our friends, all of them. And you're down in your bunker where they are, and they analyze everything about our leadership in this country. They analyze their, you know, their health. They bring in doctors to visually give reports. They analyze the country, from Russia to North Korea, but also places like Saudi Arabia, Israel, even Europe. Where, by the way, Joe Biden just quietly scuttled some of the trade deals that Trump had cut that ended Europe taking advantage of our manufacturers, giving them an artificial boost, much the way China had broken our trade laws and treaties. Biden just scuttled those, advantage Europe. So he is literally trying to rip out and decimate American manufacturing as we go. And so our enemies know that. They know that the Democrats are not fundamentally American. And that their interests lie in destroying America so as to get more power here. So they know that. So they're watching Joe Biden yesterday. Let's pretend you're in a bunker. You work for the intel agencies, right? So you're analyzing everything Joe does and says. And you see this. You see this. And you are trying to figure, and they'll be watching the tape again and again and again, trying to figure out what Biden was saying here. Biden told the world yesterday, and his disdain for America is very plain from that podium. He tells the world that Trump supporters murdered a police officer on January 6th. You're not an American. I know that's going to make you mad. Made me mad when I heard it. My jaw dropped open. But you're not an American right now. You are in the bunker. You are an intel agent. You're watching this. You are watching Biden lie to the world. And so you're beginning to wonder and debate among your fellow intel agents watching this bizarre display by our president. You're wondering, did no one tell Biden that the Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes, not an attack by Trump supporters? How embarrassing. And you're debating among yourself with your fellow intel officers as you analyze the tape again and again. Is Biden delusional? Legit question. Is he delusional? Is he lying? By now, they figured out he's got a compulsive lying problem. He has a psychological problem with lying, has his whole life. A problem that's not political. It's psychological. He makes up tales like how he was given an award for spending, you know, doing a million miles on Amtrak while going to visit his mom, who was dead at the time. And the person who'd allegedly remember the manager who'd given him the award for his million miles had retired a good decade before and wasn't even working for Amtrak. He lies. He's got problems. He's got psychological problems. It's an issue. He probably would be medicated if he was a normal person, right? So they know that. So they're watching this lie. He's telling the world that Trump supporters murdered Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. So they're watching this and they're running the tape again and again and again, trying to understand. Is he delusional? Is this part of the compulsive lying problem? Or is he so totally uninformed? He doesn't have a real good grasp of current affairs in his own country. Which was it when he said this?
But I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer.
That tape will be played over and over and over today in the bunkers around the world. Because if you listen to his voice, I mean, he sounds a little out of it. Like, he could be mentally confused. They'll bring in doctors and all that, try to figure out what it is. Is it a compulsive lying problem, delusion, mental confusion, or such an utter disconnect from current affairs in the country he allegedly runs that Biden is just not even in control?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What was fascinating about watching Putin yesterday? He absolutely ate our lunch. But the U.S. media couldn't effectively censor him. So he was able to say things about Black Lives Matter and Antifa that normally would not be allowed on a stage in the United States of America, that would be censored and other things like that. And by the way, Putin, throughout the 2 days, made fun of censorship in the United States of America. I played that audio yesterday. He said, you know, look, we don't censor like America does. We don't have censors. And so I'm sorry, all of you out there who are kind of in my age range or old enough to remember, I was a kid, but old enough to remember the Soviet Union. Did you ever think that Russia would be able to legitimately and morally come to this country and lecture us about fascist-style censorship and have a point? Do you ever think that? I mean, I can't believe what I'm watching. It's just me. But Putin on Black Lives Matter was fascinating. And I want to play it for you. He's asked, you know, yeah, you've been cracking down on, you know, people, political groups that don't agree with you. And he explains what he's been doing. And while explaining it, he said what we are not allowed to say here. We in this country, except on Fox News, you will not see an acknowledgement anywhere that Black Lives Matter and Antifa did over $2 billion worth of damage, killed, permanently maimed, disfigured, or injured over 57 officers. I'm sorry, over 2,000 officers, and left 57 people dead. Most of it in person-to-person violence. In other words, violence in between the groups. Did $50 million worth of damage over two nights alone in Kenosha. Did well over $100 million worth of damage to Minneapolis. You cannot discuss. We do not discuss this. We pretend that these are peaceful protests. And Putin wasn't having it. He wasn't having it. He knows what the truth is. He's not. And he's telling us, I'm not afraid to talk to you about your country. I can speak about what's going on in your country in ways you can't even do. Because of the censorship. So what Putin's talking about here, the media is asking him, you've persecuted political groups, you've cracked down on them. He says, no. No, the political groups in question, he explains, are funded by America. And they are violent. He said they are violent exactly in the way that Black Lives Matter is violent. They set fires, explosions, they attack police officers. And he said, so we crack down on them, you know, only so far as their violence. We allow them to operate in the country, even though America funds them, the American government funds them. But he says, we are not going to allow domestic terrorism on our soil. We are not going to allow burning, beating, looting, bombs, and billions of dollars in damage like you allow from your domestic, you know, operations. And the media had to be cringing listening to this. There wasn't a good way to censor him. I mean, their line is, oh, they're peaceful. Well, what about the $2 billion worth of damage? They don't speak of it. But they couldn't stop Putin from speaking of it. And he says, we are not going to allow terrorism on Russia's soil. We're not allowing Molotov cocktails. We are not allowing attacks on police officers. So he's saying, look, I'm not politically persecuting. I just have to keep these groups these terrorist groups America sponsors in my country, I got to keep them from hurting Russians, Russian police officers, from burning down businesses. Does he have a point? I'd love to hear from you. Does he have a point? Does he have the moral authority here in a way or outright? Call me on the Ingalls Advantage Market Talk Line. Give me a call, 800-347-1063. Shoot me a text, 71307. Here you go. Here's Putin.
It's quite clear that, like the United States back in the 30s, we've labeled them as foreign agents, but we haven't banned them. I mean, they can operate, all right? If you're labeled as a foreign agent, that does not preclude you from operating in the country. Well, if it's an extremist organization, that's a whole new story, whole different story. The organization is in question publicly has called for riots and public disorder. It has openly instructed people on how to make Molotov cocktails, so just to use them against the law enforcement. It called for the participation of underage person in riots. America has just recently went through grievous chain of events after a certain African-American individual was killed, and an entire movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, appeared. I'm not going to go into details. I will spare you them. But we've seen pogroms. We've seen, you know, looting and violations and riots. We sympathize with the Americans, but we do not want for the same thing to happen on the Russian soil, and we'll do anything possible to prevent this. And it's not about me fearing anything. If you want to think that, can you please give the mic?
So Putin is saying, look, y'all want to let organizations in your country brutalize police officers. I mean, let's not forget there is a 28-year-old, now 29-year-old man, permanently paralyzed in a vegetative state for life because he was execution-style shot in the back of his head in Vegas by a Black Lives Matter activist. Try to execute him. He lived, but he's a vegetable. He's no signs of life. I mean, Putin is saying, we're just not going to do that here. We're not going to have entire cities burned to the ground. Now, if y'all want to, go ahead. But we don't allow that sort of terrorism on our soil. Is he right? Do you have a point? So he's saying, you know, we're not cracking down, but we are not going to allow violence. We're not going to allow officers to be attacked. Texture rates to the mainstream news show his comments are censored. They censored it. They censored it. You had to watch the full press conference, so it did. But they could. They don't like the idea. A lot of people around the world go, tune in and hear this. Texture rates sounds like he's protecting his citizens. Now, the texture rates, heck yeah, he has the authority. Another texter writes, local governments allowed the riots to occur. They were all Democrat-run and controlled. Remember, Trump tried to stop them. And those Democrats, both at the national level, the party leaders, including Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, condemned Trump for trying to stop the violence. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. What about the article that came out in Revolver News yesterday about the FBI appearing to direct some of the most violent parts of the January 6th attack? Covered that in my Battleground podcast yesterday. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. We're going to get into that in the show later on today. I spent hours yesterday reading the federal court transcripts. I went right to the source. And what is contained in them is mind-blowing. I'm going to get into that all in good time in the show this morning. Texter on the comment says, retirement planning text line 71307 says, Biden is not delusional when he said that Trump supporters told the whole world Trump supporters murdered a Capitol police officer. That did not happen. He died of natural causes. He is not delusional. The texter says he's lying. Could be. I don't know.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pretty sad when Vladimir Putin has done more to stand up for Trump's voters against the censorship of big tech. We now know directed by the Biden campaign directly and by Anthony Fauci than Republican leaders have. And now Vladimir Putin, only one on earth, I mean, our Republican leaders won't do it, pointing out the, well, except Ron Johnson, pointing out the human rights violations that Biden is racking up. I mean, look, you guys assassinated an unarmed woman who was not acting violently. And you won't even tell her family their name. Does he have a point? And what does it say about us if he does? What does it say about us? Let's jump on the line with Josh in Anderson. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to say that Putin is the only problem I have with him is he's not an American. He loves his country. He fights for Russia. And he'll do anything to make sure that it does well. And that's what we loved about Trump. That's what he did. And we need another leader like that over here.
What does, can you, does the contrast hit you when you hear Putin saying these things? And he's asking questions. He's not even really putting it in a loud mouth or sort of accusatory way. These are questions that, you know, Republicans, with the exception of maybe, you know, Ron Johnson, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul, haven't even asked. You know, why do we have people who trespassed at the Capitol, were not violent, were invited in by Capitol Police officers, some of whom took down the barriers, and they're facing 60 years in prison? Like, why is that going on? And how dare you, you know, ask me, Putin says, about human rights violations? Why don't you deal with your own? Can you answer for me the question of why Americans are treated this way for merely taking their demands to Congress? Why can't our Republican leaders say that? It's a stunning contrast.
It is. And, you know, on that day, I was actually in Colombia at a protest there. It was much more low key, I guess, than what happened at the Capitol. But our leaders on the Republican side don't stand up for us. They're you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, a lot of them. There's a few good ones. There's a few great ones. But, you know, by and large, we just don't have the representation and we don't have anybody to stand up for us as the people and what we want and our freedoms and liberties.
Yeah. And it's really sad to see that the foremost advocate for free speech in the world, Josh, and thank you for your phone call. And apparently now human rights, Vladimir Putin, a guy who doesn't exactly have a great record in that department himself. But compared to our leaders, I mean, this is where we are. I want to play this for you because this is truly stunning. We're going to get into this more today. Biden, in response to Vladimir Putin, rightfully pointing out, hey, listen, Black Lives Matter is really violent. They ruin the lives of innocent business owners. You know, when Biden is asked to respond to that, all he can do is insist that Black Lives Matter is peaceful. In other words, lie. It's Axios that broke the story. Left-wing publication, $2 billion in damage. A lot of bloodshed, a lot of violence. All he can do is lie about Black Lives Matter and then lie and claim Trump supporters killed a police officer. That was debunked a month ago.
But I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer, and be held unaccountable.
Lie.
And it is for people objecting and marching on the Capitol and saying, you are not allowing me to speak freely.
Objecting and marching on the Capitol. He forgets the part where they burnt the church down, the part where they had to take Trump down to the bunker because they tried to breach the White House. Putin knows our current events better than Biden does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.